Every moment, every break, we thank Allah. Every moment, every break, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, without doubt, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the center of our attention. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the nation, the remover of grief, the remover of darkness, the clarifier of everything in doubt, the master of happiness, the granter of mercy, the owner of Hawza Kawthar, the one who has been given the most praised station, the one who will have the great flag, the one who will be a witness, the one who is covered in nobility and generosity, the one who is called Mahmud in the heavens and Muhammad on the earth, the one who is the possessor of the distinguished mark, the one who is dressed in miracles, the one who is the best of all leaders, the one who clouds shaded, the one who can see before him as he can see behind him, the one whose intercession will be accepted on the day of judgment, the one who is the possessor of the great intercession, the one who has the closest place to Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who has the authority of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who has the blessed Imam Ash-Sharif, the one who is the master of the night journey, the one who is the noble rider of the Buraq, the one who traversed the seven heavens, the one who is an intercessor for all creatures, the one in whose hands food glorified Allah Azza wa Jal, the one for whom the palm trunk wept and sighed at separation from him, the one who held stones in his hand which glorified Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who is the intercessor of the ummah and all creatures, the one who the camel made complaint to, the one from whose blessed fingers water burst forth for the companions, the one who is the purifier, the one who is the light of light, the one who split the moon into two, the one who joined it back together again, the one who is the greatest of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who has brought humanity out of darkness and into light, the one who is the chosen one, the one who is amazing, the one who is marvelous, the one who is wonderful, the one who is the best of Allah's creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the one who is the coolness of our eyes, the one who is the star of our hearts, the one who is everything for us in this world, and who is our way to salvation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal will send mercy upon you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the remembrance and the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is truly a treasure in this world. Those who have the honor and the pleasure of this garden with all its fruits truly reap the true rewards in this world. Those whose tongues remain moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and in sending durood wa salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are truly the fortunate ones. Today, everybody is in depression and distress and problems and calamities and difficulties. And one of the reasons that we can't shake off our problems is that we have been given a beautiful way of dispelling our worries and our stress and our distress and our difficulties and shielding ourselves from calamities, but we do not appreciate it. Truly, in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, do hearts find rest. We try to look for peace and tranquility within our wealth, within our family, within our friends, on the TV, on social media, and other ways. Some unfortunate people try to find peace and tranquility through drugs and alcohol and other evils. And yet, they all testify at the end of the day that despite spending years lost in the sea of sins, and despite years of trying different things, the reality is that I've not been able to find peace. Why? Because peace is in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Peace and tranquility of the heart, the mind and the soul, and spiritual enlightenment is only achieved by remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and by sending durood as salam upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal expels the evil, gets rid of the devils, weakens their plot, it removes the whisperings of the shaitan, it gives you a clear mind and a conscience. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal gives satisfaction to the hearts. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal wipes out worries and sadness from your heart. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal gives you achievement on a daily basis. Those who are blessed with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and keep their tongues moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal all day long achieve an amazing state of enlightenment. It brings to them dignity. It brings to them delightfulness. It gives them a radiance in their soul and their face. It gives them true life. It gives them the meaning of life. It gives them the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. It gives them the true spirit of Islam. It gives them a proper grounding and understanding of our rights and duties, because the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and durood e paak upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is true happiness, is the path to true salvation, is everything we need for reason, for happiness, for obtaining love and obtaining a true life in this world. If you wish to reach your goal, reach your destination, and you want to shake off all your worries and calamities and difficulties and distress, turn to the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Baqarah, verse 152, "Therefore remember me, I will remember you." Such a prestigious reward from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the Creator Supreme with all His glory and His mercy and His blessings is waiting to turn to you. Simply the catalyst for it is, and Allah Azza wa Jal is still showering His mercy even when we don't remember Him, the catalyst to this great and immense further mercy and blessings and treasures of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in keeping your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It brings the true peace and tranquility to the heart. It brings true purpose to your life. It is such a virtuous act that you can achieve great heights of enlightenment. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today every one of us looks for that special wazifa, looks for that special remembrance, that special thing that he can repeat, which will bring him great blessings. Today, we try to find an easy fix to our solutions. We don't want to work hard. We want an easy solution. An easy solution to the worldly problems, to our depression, to our difficulties, to our distress, to our anxieties, is durood e paak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Why? Because the Creator Supreme, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah Azza wa Jal orders us in the glorious Quran, and Allah Azza wa Jal says that we should recite durood e paak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Ahzab, ayat number 56, translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O believers, send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. Subhanallah. In Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it is written that after this revelation, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed face, and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, congratulate me because I have been given the blessed ayat which I love more than everything in the world and within it. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan alayhi rahmatul Rahman writes that this blessed ayah mubarakah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. This ayah mubarakah is obviously a naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. Believers have been commanded to send salat or salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mufti Amir Khan rahmatullah alayhi writes that the blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given this amazing status. And it is most interesting, Mufti Sahib writes, that Allah Azza wa Jal has issued many, many commandments in the Holy Quran, such as salah, such as sawm, fasting and hajj. But nowhere has Allah Azza wa Jal said that I or my angels carry out any of these acts. These are just for the believers. But when it came to salam and salatu salam upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal not only ordered the believers to send durud salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also said that I and my angels carry out this act. Subhanallah. The way everyone focuses their eyes on the moon for Eid, Mufti Sahib writes, similarly, every creature on the earth of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal focuses its attention on the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the scholars write that what are you doing when you're sending salatu salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You are actually praying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are asking Allah Azza wa Jal, you are making a dua, and you are asking Allah Azza wa Jal to send blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's actually a dua. And when you wrap up your needs with this dua at the beginning and the dua at the end, the scholars write that because of the barakat of durud as-salam, which is a dua which is always accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you put your duas, your needs and your problems in between and wrap them up in the beautiful durud-e-paak and present them in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, hopefully by the barakat of durud-e-paak, by the blessings of sending durud as-salam salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your problems will disappear. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we have been given an amazing gift from Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of Salatu Salam. Indeed, we don't appreciate how amazing this gift is. This is a gift we need to take with both hands. In this blessed month of Ramadan Mubarak, when nafil acts are being rewarded at the same as fara'is, we should keep our tongues moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and continuously sending durud as-salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the Buzurgani Deen write that there was a great Sufi saint, a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a friend of Allah, who before he passed away, he said, at the time of my ghusl, once you lay me down and I've passed away, a letter will fall from the ceiling. It will be green in color. It will fall onto my shroud. It will have written on it, this servant, Muhammad, the one who is an Islamic scholar, has been freed from the hell due to the knowledge. Keep that letter in my shroud. Bury me with it. Exactly as this wali of Allah Azza wa Jal had predicted, at the time of his death when they laid him down for ghusl, a letter came down from the ceiling. When his grandson returned home after the burial, he asked, O mother of mine, he asked his own mother, he said, what deed did your father, my grandfather, do that led to such an amazing, amazing karamat, a saintly miracle, that at the time of his death, a letter comes out of nowhere, a green colored letter, and it takes it to his grave? The mother replied that your grandfather had one beautiful habit. He spent as much time as he could reciting durud-e-paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. May our tongues remain moist in Durood Salam for as long as we live. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, sending Durood Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a topic where the inks have dried, paper has run out, but the benefits cannot be noted. There are so many immense and excellent benefits of reciting Durood Salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that people have spent their lives studying this topic, and their lives have come to an end, but the benefits and barakats of Durood Salam have never come to an end. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, indeed, this Durood Salam is something special. We can change our lives by it. When we're looking for that secret that helps us change our worldly life, our life in the grave, and our life on the hereafter, on the Day of Judgment, then the answer is Durood Salam. If you make it a habit of sending Durood Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world, it will be enough to get rid of all your problems. Let me share with you a beautiful hadith mubarakah. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He humbly requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed I recite salat upon you a great deal. Tell me, how much of my time should I fix for Durood Pak upon you? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish. I said, should I fix 1/4, a quarter of the day? A night? The beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever you wish, yes. But if you add more than a fourth, it would be better for you. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, he humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I fix half of my day? The beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever you wish, and if you add more, it would be better for you. I humbly said, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I fix 2/3 of the day and the night? So 2/3 of the time I'm spending reciting Durood Salam upon you, and 1/3 doing other wazaif. Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this would be good, but if you add more, it would be better for you. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will spend all of my time reciting Durood Salam upon you day and night. And at this, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, if you do so, this would be sufficient to remove all of your worries and concerns, and it will be an atonement for all of your sins. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have truly been gifted with something amazing when it comes to Durood Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pious people of the Ummah, and those who Allah Azza wa Jal has granted special privilege, have made it a habit of reciting Durood Salam constantly and keeping their tongues moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal as much as we want. There were great Buzurgani Deen who said that reciting Durood Pak 1,000 times a day was a habit. There are still people in this era who recite Durood Salam thousands of times a day. It may seem fanciful, but not so long ago, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Islamic brothers were traveling on a Madni Kafla. I also had the privilege of traveling on that Madni Kafla of Dawat Islami, and there was a brother with us who did everything we did, but he kept the tasbih or the counter in his hand, and every day he was reading Durood Salam 12,000 times almost. And sticking with him, we were all trying to keep up. He had made it a habit of his life to carry on with his work, to carry on with normal things, and spend most of the day reciting Durood Salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine how calamities would disappear, how distress would disappear, how worries would just get dispelled, how every calamity would, before it came, was shielded because he spent his time reciting Durood Pak upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And can you imagine how much it would have softened hearts, and how close it would bring us to Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, our great Islaf, the Buzurgan Deen, used to make it a habit, and they used to have a quota some 300 times, some 313 times, some 1,000 times a day. reciting Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then presenting their supplications in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a great honor and a great privilege. We should also make it a habit, especially in the month of Ramadan and Mubarak. We should keep our tongues moist in zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and Durood wa Salaam upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the scholars write that the one who keeps his tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and in Durood wa Salaam upon the best of creation is saved from calamities. He is protected. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, his problems disappear. And this Durood wa Salaam and this zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal polishes the hearts. The hearts get rusty. Black dots appear because of our sins. And one of the ways to cleanse your heart, mind and soul and your spirit is by abundantly reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, you will feel the sweetness of Iman. You will feel the tranquility you've never felt if you constantly try to make an effort to keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and Durood As-Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when you pass by the gardens, eat the fruit thereof. The blessed companions, the rationale of the hadith of Mubarakah, the companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the gardens of Allah Azza wa Jal? And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the masajid. And then the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fruits are the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this world, if you want to taste the fruits of Jannah, recite, do keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Recite the Quran and taste the fruits. You say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. These words are worth more than everything else. And then for every time you say Subhanallah, a tree is created for you in Jannah. And this tree is so huge that a fast horse rider can ride under its shadow for 500 years just by saying Subhanallah. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is amazing. It is life-changing. If you want to change your life, then you should spend maximum amount of time reciting Durood As-Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even more than that though, if you ever fall into difficulty, rather than turning to the people and trying to gain help from others, turn to the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam for help after reciting Durood-e Pak 1200 times, 12,000 times, depending on the nature of your calamity. Carry on asking, carry on doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and by the blessings of the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Durood As-Salam upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see your problems disappear. And that time of calamity, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, although afterwards when you look back at times of calamity, you cringe because it was a time of great distress. But if you decorate that time of calamity with zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and stop the waswasas coming and playing in your mind, then what will happen is that time when you look back on it, you will smile and think, what a beautiful time that was. Even though I was in calamity and I was in difficulty, because I was doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and sending salatu salam upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my heart found peace and true tranquility. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, those before us found solace, found peace and tranquility and the solution to their problems in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and in Durood As-Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've all heard about the great Imam Sharfuddin Muhammad Busiri rahmatullah alayhi. He had a serious stroke, leaving half of his body completely paralyzed. He underwent medical treatment, but he did not respond well to it. Extremely upset and disappointed. He was a great poet, and he had written many, many couplets and poems in the courts of the great kings. And then he wrote a beautiful qasida in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with setting out the glory of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal by the wasila of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he wrote the amazing couplets that we hear today. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalki kullihimi huwa al-habibu allazi turja shafa'atuhu likulli hawlim min al-ahwali muqtahimi محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. beautiful couplets which are being recited all over the world today. And then upon writing this beautiful qasida in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happens? He falls asleep and he has the honor and the privilege of the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming in his dream. And Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed the blessed hand of Mubarak over the area where the stroke was. And then in the dream, he becomes right. And then the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam grants him a chadar, a burda. And then Hazrat Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi wakes up. And when he wakes up, what happens? He's got the chadar there and his stroke has disappeared. Because when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam graces somebody in their dream, there it is Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is there. When the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents a gift to somebody in the dream, it is there when you wake up. And in this way, Hazrat Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi gained great reward by presenting Durood As-Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this Durood Pak is truly a great, great gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. It is an amazing vazifa that can change our lives. It is something which can solve all your problems. There is not a worry in the world which cannot be solved by the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and Durood Pak upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the other angle that the Almighty Ram gives us is this, that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it was in the marketplace of Taif, the streets of Makkah, the streets of Madinah Munawwara, or on the night of Mi'raj, or even at the time where Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a veil before themselves and this world, whenever it was, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always prayed for me and you. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for his ummah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always cried for his ummah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always wanted the best for his ummah. On the day of judgment, when your book of deeds is being weighed and your good deeds and your bad deeds are being placed, and when your bad deeds are outweighing your good deeds, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will turn up and will put a piece of paper on the side of your good deeds which are too light and your bad deeds are overweighing them, and suddenly your good deeds will become heavy. And one will ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what have you placed on the pan of the balance? And the best of creation will say, this is the Durood-e-Pak which you recited upon me with love and affection. I kept it for this day so I could help you. Can you imagine the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla prostrating on the day of judgment and asking for this ummah? This ummah has a duty to spend its time reciting Durood-e-Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep. Our lives should be decorated with this beautiful gift that we have been given, with this amazing opportunity to not only solve all the problems of our world, but the light up our graves and to be successful on the day of judgment, which is the ultimate success. Durood-e-Pak is that secret which can solve all your problems and make you supremely successful in everything you do. Carry on building your relationship with Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reap the rewards in this Ramadan al-Mubarak. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the blessings of His zikr and the blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which truly is a great honor and a great privilege of which we are not worthy, but Allah Azza wa Jal is the Rahman Rahim and the great bestower. Ameen bi jahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.